Your mission, page 77. Communicating a true picture of Soweto.
Hello and welcome to our special programme on South Africa, a land of contrasts, famous for its economic progress, amazing landscapes and breathtaking safari opportunities. However, it is also sadly known for its past regime of apartheid, a policy of racial segregation brutally enforced for several decades. By the 1970s, all forms of contest had been eradicated. Many political leaders were in prison or had even been killed. But under the surface, the movement continued to bubble. That's how, on June 16, 1976, a particular event marked forever the face of the country. It was the uprising of a group of schoolchildren in Soweto Township outside Johannesburg. They protested against a decision by the white government, the decision to use Afrikaans as the only language of instruction. As Afrikaans was the language of the white South African rulers, or the language of the oppressors, the reaction was immediate. Hundreds of black students took to the street. Tsitsikele Mkhoza was one of them, and she remembers the atmosphere in Soweto on that day.
I was 16, the day of the strike, you know. I remember we were writing our mid-year exams. And suddenly I saw a group of students marching down Vilakazi Street and singing freedom songs and holding one another. I couldn't believe my eyes. At the time, such strikes were forbidden, of course, especially in black townships, which were carefully controlled.
I see.
Then it became really a torrent, a sea of young black faces, masses of students. We'd never seen such a demonstration in many, many years. You must understand that what we condemned was the whole system of Bantu education, as it was called. Separate schools and universities, poor equipment, overcrowded classrooms and inadequately trained teachers for black pupils.
I see what you mean. Enough reasons to complain, indeed.
It was horrible. We couldn't have imagined they would shoot at young students. I mean, having grown up in a township, you know, you heard gunshots and the sounds of the bullets flying. You were standing up on top of an abandoned car and suddenly you hear bullets on the side. Not knowing where the next one is going to come from, you just get a sense of how fragile life can be. Everybody's starting to run away for their lives. The sense of fear there in everyone's eyes, and you can even still smell the gunpowder when you just think about it. And chaos spread all over Soweto. The following day, it went on all over the country, and really, South Africa was on fire, like a country at war. You must have seen this picture representing Hector Peterson, the 12-year-old boy who was the first victim of the shooting.
I have indeed. An iconic image of the Soweto uprisings, made by Sam Nazima, I think?
That's right. Today in Soweto, close to where the picture was taken, there's the Hector Peterson Memorial, dominated by a huge reproduction of the famous photograph. What you can see now in Hector Peterson's grave is very different. The whole area is different. It wouldn't have been possible in 1976 to imagine that the World Cup would come to South Africa and that one day you would see white and black people walking side by side and blowing their vuvuzelas.